The Veterans Affairs Department faced tough questioning on Capitol Hill yesterday about just how much their computer systems have been compromised. Acting Chief Information Officer Stephen Warren struggled to confirm the security of the agency's network and whether there are ongoing nation-state attacks against the VA. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with new details on the growing concerns about the security of veterans' data. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So what new information came to light at yesterday's hearing? It was a tough one, huh?
It was a tough one, and what we found out that the Veterans Affairs Department is under constant attack by nation states, including China's People's Liberation Army. Jerry Davis is the former VA Chief Information Security Officer. He says during his two-year tenure at VA, there was at least eight different instances of attacks and data loss.
We know that the way these individuals work, that it is a typical tactic for them to, if they compromise something such as a domain controller, as was said earlier, the domain controller has a file on it called the SAM file. And that file is the securities accounts manager. In that file are all the password accounts for the users in the network. So if they've got the domain controller, they will grab the SAM file. When they encrypt the information, generally, if it's going out and it's encrypted, I know they hit a domain controller, guaranteed they probably took the SAM file. They're going to go back, crack it later, and going to take every password that was on that system.
And of course, if they have every password on the system, then they have full reign, full access to the system, all the data inside it. In fact, Michael Bowman is the director of the IT and Security Audits Division for VA's Inspector General. He says the IG's office has evidence that nation states did take control of those domain controllers, and they basically are controlling the network. Now, let's be clear here. When I say controlling the network, it doesn't mean that VA can't do anything on their network. It just means that these nation states, and again, it could be both Russia, it could be crime syndicates, it could be China, it could be anybody, are have access to data and then use it as an opening for other network controls. Now, these revelations both surprised and horrified members of the House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight Investigations. Members asked Acting CIO Stephen Warren multiple times about these nation state attacks, including reminded him that he was under oath. Warren says VA has suffered from one attack, but pushed back against the fact that there were multiple ones. Listen to this heated exchange between Warren and Subcommittee Chairman Mike Kaufman.
We know that we've been hacked by a foreign actor. We know that, the VA system. We know that they encrypted in their way out, so we don't know what they took. We know that the system contains the personal identification for about 20 million veterans. So isn't it possible that there is an entity having hacked our system that has all the personal identifying information for our 20 million veterans? Isn't that correct?
Sir, I'm very concerned about stringing all those facts together and stating a causality. In other words, this means...
Let's walk through it then. Okay. Number one, our system has been hacked, correct?
We are aware of incidents where
that's right. Number two, that they penetrated the system and they encrypted on their way out, so we don't know what files they took. Is that correct?
In the incident referred to, there was data removed that was encrypted. Yes, sir.
So we don't know what files they took, correct?
We do not know what files they took out of the VA.
Had access to information pertaining to our 20 million veterans.
I would tell you, sir, that is the point where I diverge, because it's not clear where they had access, right? So you're assuming the VA is a small place.
You're right. We don't know. That's the problem.
Okay.
We don't know. That's right.
Now, for example, Bowman from the IG's office says attackers stole emails from Secretary Eric Shinseki and other senior officials, but as you heard Mr. Kaufman talk about, the IG and others are unsure exactly what data the attackers got, because as it was leaving the network, they were encrypting it. And this obviously did not make lawmakers happy in the least bit, and wanted Warren more to detail more about what's happening with these attacks. Warren did ask for a closed-door classified briefing on this issue. Kaufman says he will figure out a time and day to have that closed-door briefing in the coming weeks.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And Jason, that's certainly disturbing. How does this all connect with the special investigation that you ran at federalnewsradio.com earlier this week, which focused on the quality of VA security certifications?
Well, I think there's a direct correlation between the poor processes to create security certifications and the ability of nation states or really any other attacker to get into the VA's network. The security certification process, known as accreditation and authorizations, are supposed to say that the system owner knows the vulnerabilities and threats, and they have a plan to mitigate those risks, including those risks from nation-state attacks. Now, Jerry Davis, the former Chief Information Security Officer at VA, who has since left, alleges that VA was rubber-stamping documents that were supposed to lead to each system having an authority to operate, and those authority to operate were problematic. He says Warren wanted more than 500 ATOs done in a very short amount of time.
The ATO process that was taking place at the very end was not the general ATO process that we had done in the 2.5 years that had been there. It was cut short, very abbreviated, to make this 2-week time frame. And I said, there's no way that you can certify and accredit 600 systems in a 2-week time frame by going through all the controls. The bigger problem that I had was there's a checklist, and that on that checklist, we were asking people out in the field to validate that the controls had not changed. My team that came back to me and reaching out to the field, one of the reasons they told me not to sign the documents, because the individuals who were supposed to sign off on a checklist delegated the authority down into the organization to hurry up and meet the time frame. So you had individuals that had no concept about the security posture of the system checking off on this checklist and then sending them up to me for signature, and I just refuse to sign.
Now, if they don't know the security posture of those systems, they don't know what the threats are, they don't know how to mitigate those threats. It's all interconnected, because it's not just a paperwork process, which many people say it is, but it's understanding what's happening on your network. Now, Davis isn't alone in expressing concerns about the process to ensure systems are secure. Linda Halliday is the Assistant Inspector General for Audits and Evaluations. She says VA has a broad range of security concerns, including risk assessments and security and system security plans that are outdated and didn't accurately reflect the current system environment or federal standards.
Well, this is all pretty sensational, Jason. The question is VA vulnerable and therefore inviting attacks, or are the attacks getting around the systems they have in place and therefore making them less secure?
I think it's a little bit of both, and in fact, I'll even tell you that they're even maybe being a target of opportunity, and they're being targeted. Now, Jerry Davis says VA is being targeted because of their work with DOD. He says there's one compromise from January 2013 where attackers actually used a spear phishing attack to gain access to a joint VA-DOD network dealing with health data. That was just one example. But as you mentioned, Tom, the VA is also a target of opportunity. They're just not doing a good enough job, according to the IG and Jerry Davis, of securing their systems. Halliday says auditors find vulnerabilities at nearly every VA center they visit. That's about 20 to 30 a year. And she says there are several risks VA faces.
Ineffective access controls. That's where critical systems had accounts with default passwords that were considered weak passwords, easy to guess. User accounts with access rights that were not appropriate. We also identify unsecured electronic and hard copy research data at VA medical centers and co-located research facilities. Then we have inconsistent configuration management controls. Systems include key databases supporting critical applications, but they're not patched timely or secured and configured to mitigate previously known and information vulnerabilities. We have ineffective management of system interconnections. That's VA-sensitive data, such as health records and internal internet protocol addresses. They're transmitted using unencrypted protocols.
Now, Halliday says information security has been a material weakness for VA for the past 10 years, and at one point, VA had about 10,000 open vulnerabilities. Now, that number is down to about 2,500, but it's still a lot of system weaknesses to fix. Now, the IG's 2012 FISMA audit is coming soon. Warren says in that, he lays out a plan of action and milestones to close all 32 IG recommendations by September 2014. Now, let me be clear here. VA is not just sitting back. They're just not doing nothing. I mean, it's a constant fight. Every agency has this constant fight to secure systems, and VA actually has been making some progress, and the IG pointed this out, and they hope that their continuous monitoring system known as CRISP was also going to help solve many of these long-standing problems.
And Jason, briefly, what are the next steps for the subcommittee in terms of oversight?
Well, subcommittee members were, let me just say, less than happy with Warren's responses or the state of VA cybersecurity. In fact, I caught up with Mr. Chairman Kaufman after the hearing to ask him about his thoughts on what he heard yesterday.
You know, I look forward to the VA coming back in 30 days with a plan of action to address some of the deficiencies that have been talked about today.
One of the things that seemed to come out is the idea of whether or not nation-state attacks are happening. I think every agency is facing them. Is that the biggest concern you're pulling back from this hearing, or is it the lack of process, the lack of continued oversight that is happening at VA? Which worries you most?
Well, I think it's both. I think it's the lack of process in terms of addressing the security concerns adequately, and then the sophistication of these state actors in penetrating the system.
Mr. Davis, obviously, the letters and such that he sent to the committee laid out a pretty dire state. And Mr. Warren seemed to say, well, security is as tough as doesn't happen all the time. Did you feel like Mr. Warren explained what's going on at VA better than what Mr. Davis laid out?
No, I don't feel he did. And I feel like the letter that I would receive from the Secretary of Veterans Affairs directly to me, where Mr. Warren had essentially helped draft that said that the system is not at risk, I think threatened the credibility of Mr. Warren.
So obviously this story is far from complete. We will continue to follow it. There's still a lot of unanswered questions, and VA owes the committee a plan in about 30 days about how they're going to improve their cybersecurity. So something more to look forward to.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.